We looked at the possibility of making it, you know, half a year, and then we thought, no, that's just not, you know, not enough time. And so we thought, okay, we feel comfortable enough to give him a full year. But our belief is, and you know, they're dealing with all of these other issues, but our belief is that our school, upper school, is so challenging that it would just bring additional stress to Harrison that would not be beneficial to him at all, and that there are so many other wonderful places, you know, that he could go. And honestly, our curriculum is set up so that
he's making A's and B's right now. I don't know why you're even saying any of this right now. I'm sorry, Pat, but he's making A's and B's with ADHD, so he's not challenged with the work.
The doctor said that his if his assignment he doesn't follow through, it's not due to lack of knowledge. It is due to him thinking about his behavior and focusing issues. So, you know, I work with the kids in upper school. Harrison's on benchmark with things that he needs to be able to do. I don't see how he wouldn't continue to grow in second grade with the teachers he has. I mean, I'm just comparing him to Adina. I mean, Adina has grown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every year, gotten more stronger and stronger. And she's a weaker student than Harrison is.
So Harrison's making better grades now than Adina was back then.
Well, I just know the difference between the two. I had both of them. Yeah. And I saw lots and lots of promises with Adina. And with Harrison, yes, I know a lot of his anxiety. I know that is a problem. But it still comes down to the point where we have to make a judgment about whether we think this is in the best interest of the school for him to go after this 1 year probation time. And that's where I think we differ as to, you know,
we certainly want to look at it at the end of the year as well. And I don't really have a problem with that. But, you know, we do have to consider that he is going to be on some medication. And there are different medications, sure. And we are going to have to try and find the right kind of medication.
Sure.
So they're... I mean, do you all know the signs of ADHD?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We don't like to jump to conclusions.
I don't have a lot of... So I did a Google search and... Mm-hmm. To see different websites about, you know, I just typed in signs of ADHD,
yeah.
And so I'm reading through these things, and I'm like, yeah, Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That he has ADHD.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to, I'm not his teacher, if I had known a year ago that he could be possibly ADHD, go and take him and get him tested. This past year could have been a different year, and we would not be in this situation.
That's hard. It's hard to know whether we would or not. I mean, it's, you know, they're young kids. Again, we try not to jump to conclusions.
I would have no problem with one of you coming to me at some point in the year saying, you might want to get Harrison tested for ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, okay. And I even talked to Cleta about this a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago. And she said, I didn't ask her. She just said, yeah, it's hard to tell if a kid has ADHD at home versus school. You're going to find a lot more of those characteristics coming out at school.
Mm-hmm.
Said, yeah, I think I agree with that because, I mean, we see an active little boy, but when hearing some of these things, during our meeting, which I think meetings are great because you learn and you try to solve problems with meetings. And So, you know, it all makes sense to me, and that's why I was just so disappointed receiving your letter saying that Harrison, if he messes up one more time, that he's kicked out of school. And I was like, but we just had a meeting about this, and we're very proactive, and I even said, you know, Jan Carr said, well, there's this person you can get Harrison tested. I said, Cheryl, make an appointment today, please. So, I mean, we're really proactive in this, and to receive that letter was just really... really disappointing. It's like we're trying our best, and people aren't fixed overnight, and it takes time. You know, I mean,
and again, that's why we were willing to give a year.
Anger issues, but I mean, if you're thinking of kicking a kid out of school, I think it'd be fair for administration to notify that parent way before you say he's going to get kicked out. I mean, you could say something like, you know, we see potential. Maybe there's something wrong. He may have, they may have ADHD. Yeah. They may have this dyslexia. They may have this problem or that problem. Yeah. Instead of just, bam, getting a letter in the mail saying, you know, he has one more chance.
Yeah.
I mean.
I can understand that. Yeah. Okay. I can definitely understand
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
I can.
Because we,
really
you know,
can.
We really like the school. We love TU. I mean, some of my family has gone here, friends, I have, you know, we like TU, and you know, we want everything to be positive in our lives, and that's, you know,
I'm trying to say, do you want to finish your thought? Go ahead.
Well, I've lost it now, so go ahead.
Yes, is that, you know, as a professional working here, I tell parents all the time, I'm not a doctor, but I see these issues coming up with your kid. You may want to seek, talk to this person. I have cards and stuff. I don't know. It's up to you, but these are the things I see. And they don't do it. And their kid has the same problems the next year. Mm-hmm. And they continue going through our school causing problems. We are trying to fix him. The doctor said that he will get substantially better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's unfair to say, to not look at his grades at the end of next year, if he's doing well, he's improved, to just let him continue on. I mean, one of the reasons why we stay here in Tulsa is for this school. We want our kids to continue through.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about moving to Nashville to be with my brother and sister-in-law, or sister and brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, vice versa. I mean,
yeah.
We just feel like we're treated poorly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry.
You know, especially since we think highly of you. Yeah. And
it's a difficult situation.
It really is very difficult. And
to me, it's just a situation. You just. I mean, my gosh, there's so many problems in life. You just have to deal with them and try and fix them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it becomes difficult if the parents aren't being proactive and. You know, stuff like that, but I mean, you know, we're on top of it. You know, I think it becomes a difficult situation when, you know, if he still has these problems at the end of the year, which I don't think he's going to, because, you know, the medicine should fix them.
I understand what you're saying. And I mean, to say that our upper school is too demanding, it's too demanding for 90% to 95% of the students. In the universe, it's a gifted program. It's a very demanding, deliberately demanding program. We do not feel like at this time we can make any more commitment than the letter, and I am very sorry, but I.